Thankfully, the mite on its own can be treated. But when you look more closely, you can see what could be the real culprit. A virus.
Here are the virus particles. We're looking at these particles at about 40,000 times magnification. Obviously, there'll be a lot of them in their body, which will eventually cause their demise.
And this is the sort of thing they can do. This bee is suffering from deformed wing virus. You can see pretty easily what's happened to it. But what makes the varroa mite so sinister is that it can cause something much more difficult to spot. The viruses carried by varroa mites can have all too obvious devastating effects, but in reality, these are only seen in extreme cases. And what worries researchers now is that these may be just a tiny minority of all infections, and that many more bees, apparently healthy, may be affected by viruses in less visible ways, which are just as devastating for the colony. What they're trying to find out here is what happens to these infected bees once they leave the hive. To do that, they've invented something pretty remarkable.
Jason, it looks like we've got some kind of military espionage station here. What is it?
Well, this is a specially designed radar that we developed that allows us to track the flight paths of bees once they leave their hive. You can very easily study what happens when bees come back to the hive and leave, but what happens when they were on their foraging flights at some distance away was always a great challenge to study. And it wasn't until we developed a system such as this radar that we were able to accurately track their flight paths over distances of hundreds of meters, even up to a kilometer.